Right, we're going to take to the seas right now, because every now and again, up here on The Grill, live from Barasti, we're joined by, well, an opinionated Australian who has his own thoughts of all things sport. But what he doesn't, what he also has to his credit, is the fact that he is a man who goes out there and does it. He leads by example, whether it's climbing Kilimanjaro with his son, or wrestling bears in far-flung areas, or, of course, taking to the seas of the UAE in the Dubai Muscat boat race. It is, of course, Clarkie joins us live now. I would tell you where from, but I have absolutely no idea. So, Clarkie, what are your coordinates?
Yes, how are you, Tom? Look, we're off about Rassel Kamer, I think. We left at about, the race started about 11 o'clock this morning. We've had a decent breeze. It's just starting to lighten off. You'll be pleased to know that it's about 8 knots. We've got the spinnaker up. We're doing about 6 knots. We've got the chicken in the oven, and we're just about to open a little New Zealand refreshment.
Just clear something up for me, can you please, Clarkie? Please tell me you're not navigating this boat, because when you say you're off Rassel Kamer, you think. We're getting a little bit concerned about that.
No, we do know that it's about 100 nautical miles from Dubai to Kassab, where we have to turn right and then head down to Muscat. And we've just we've done about 50 miles of that. Just had to negotiate ourselves around a fishing net. We couldn't negotiate a deal with a fisherman for dinner tonight, so we had to stick with the chicken.
So the chicken is in the oven, which is well, brilliant news for all you there and all us here as well, and all those listening in around the whole of the UAE at the moment. But Clarkie, just give us a bit of sort of context to this. I mean, this is one of the longest standing sailing races here in the region. When did you set off? How many crews have set off? When do you expect to reach your destination?
So, Tom, there's 10 boats in the race. One division started today, another division starts tomorrow, and we will all end up in Muscat probably somewhere between Tuesday and Thursday. The Muscat have got a big sailing regatta this weekend, the Muscat Regatta, where they've got dinghies and keelboats racing all week, and the Dubai Muscat, which is, how many years has it been going, guys? I'm just checking with the crew. 22 years. And so this is the 22nd running of the Dubai Muscat. And it's, so the finish is the culmination of the Muscat Regatta and the presentation, obviously, next weekend. Biggest issue, Tom, is obviously there's a bit of a pirate warning out at the moment, so we're keeping in touch with the UAE Navy and the Omani Navy. But there hasn't been much activity around lately, so we're okay.
You talked about the heritage of the race. It's run for, has been going for many years now. I mean, is it a competitive race? You seem to be very sort of relaxed out there on the waters at the moment. Are you up against it?
Well, Tom, I mean, I've done Sydney Hobarts. I've done other ocean races around the world. The conditions of this one are a little more relaxing. Generally, whilst we've had good breezes today, generally there's long periods of not much wind where you know, you're pretty much bobbing around doing 360s. We're hoping that's not going to be the case this year. We're hoping that we'll have good breezes. The forecast is not bad. It's expected to go pretty light tonight, but then from tomorrow onwards we'll have at least enough breeze to keep us moving. So, it is a serious race, and I wanted to do it to, you know, tick that box, but the conditions make it just a little bit more pleasurable and probably slightly less competitive than normally would be the case for an ocean race.
Clarkie Bushell here. Are you just in the bath or something at home? It doesn't sound like it's you're out in the ocean. But anyway, are you taking inspiration off, of course, skipper of Abu Dhabi Ocean Racing, Ian Walker? How is the crew? How they out there out at sea and the skippering? Is it a tough place to be?
No, look, it's not a tough place to be. The only thing you have to worry about is, as I mentioned, the fishing nets. There's a fair bit of commercial traffic. We just went past a barge making its way into Rassel Kamer to pick up another load of gravel and rocks. Look, you have to keep your wits about you. The breeze is dying. We've still got a bit of a lumpy sea here. So, you know, we're sort of got to keep concentration to keep the sails full and keep the boat moving. Yeah, look, the crew's in good spirits. It's night one. We've probably got about three nights to go, so we're still pretty optimistic at this point in time.
Hey, listen, Clarky, you be careful, all right? We're all a bit worried out there. You mentioned the word pirates and everything, so you just keep your wits about you. Are you on sentry duty this evening, keeping lookout up in the crow's nest?
Yes, I'm on watch till midnight and then from 4 to 8. So,
okay.
Now, Tom, before I go, I just want to tell you a great story about yesterday. Obviously, I was down at Abu Dhabi, big rugby day yesterday down there. Lots of the junior clubs competing for the cups and plates. Had a funny moment. They had a HSBC rugby obstacle course going. George Gregan was down there, and he got my son involved in helping the obstacle course. And of course, my son, who at the time didn't really understand who George Gregan was part of the obstacle course, as was George Gregan. And as we walked away for lunch, I said to my son, "Do you know who that is? That's, you know, that's one of the greatest rugby union players who ever played the game." He said, "Yeah, but the players have been past him so easily. I'm struggling to get past me." And nothing wrong with confidence at being an 11, Tom. So I think my son fancies himself as a slightly better tackler than George Gregan. I don't know what your thoughts are there.
Well, we'll get the thoughts of George. He's coming on in about 10 minutes' time, so we'll record that bit and play it back to him for exactly that reason. So, listen, we'll get those thoughts. Yeah, we'll find out more from George Gregan in just a little while. But talking of one Australian legend, and you, of course, being the other, Clarky, go steady out there. All the best to you and the crew on the Dubai Muscat Sailing Race, an institution in local sailing calendars here across the UAE and across the region. What do you say to sailors? Bon voyage,
bon
is it?
Voyage,
good,
yeah.
Wind? No,
yeah.
That's probably...
Yeah, fair winds, Tom, bon fair winds.
Fair winds, yeah, tight lines.
With a bit of luck and a fair wind.
Bit of luck, fair wind, batten down the hatches, and we'll see you back here next Saturday.
I'm sure when the sun is over the yard on.
Thanks, Tom. Nice to talk to you guys.
Not at all, thank you very much.
See you soon.
Indeed. Thanks very much indeed to Clarky, who joins us from the cutting edge of international sailing, as you could hear there. Not a minute to be spared on board, good to get good coverage as well. Clarky, who is a part of the Dubai Oman race.
It's a nice warm-up because, of course, next year, I think it's January or February, the big golf race happens, which will be a fantastic event. It all starts up in Bahrain and works its way down the Gulf, stop in Abu Dhabi, and then I think Ras Al Khaimah, and then Dibber, and then all the way to Muscat. So that will be a fantastic race for a couple of weeks or so. Looking forward to that early next year. It's kind of like the Volvo Ocean Race of the Gulf.
Okie dokie.